there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. It is now time to discuss the most emailed, most read, most blogged, most talked about, most awesomest stuff on the internet. We call it the most. Hit it. Quick and to the point, Dan Pashman. That's what I am today, all business. What do you have to say?
Put your mic on. There it is. It is now. Most emailed here from Yahoo News. Michigan Girl Scout sells 17,328 boxes of cookies.
Wow, that's got to be a record.
Well, they don't hold an official national record. They don't keep track, but this is they have a pretty good guess that this is a record. It's definitely a record for her troop. We know that,
that
much.
A lot of
right. And
as a former Girl Scout, I can attest to the fact that that is a ridiculous amount.
Jennifer Sharp, 15-year-old from Dearborn, Michigan, she raised $21,000. She's going to use the money to take her entire troop to Europe. And as Trisha correctly pointed out, she did get some help from Mom. But Mom says that they were there out in the street. They went public with it. They sold them in town all day, every day. And Mom says that it really made Jennifer's confidence increase. She says she remembers when she first started selling. She was very shy and quiet, but now she's all out there. And the best part of the article, it ends, one thing that hasn't changed, despite selling thousands of boxes for the past few years, is Jennifer Sharp's feelings about the cookies. Now, before I read the quote, let's go ahead and take guesses. Where do you think she stands on the cookies, folks? Pro or con?
S'mores delicious?
You mean her favorite cookie, or does she like them generally?
Does she like cookies? How do you think this article's going to end?
Yes.
Strong,
I think she likes
thin mint
stance. Right, big way to go out on a limb.
She's pro cookie.
It was as simple as it sounded. It was not a trick question.
Girl bites cookie.
Yeah, she still
Thanks for
loves,
the dramatic buildup.
Yeah, she likes cookies.
You know how college basketball programs get their hooks into 13-year-olds? You think Amway is scouting her?
Probably.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, so she raised $21,000 from 17,000 boxes of cookies?
Yes, $21.
Oh,
that's not great. No, it's because some of the money goes to the national.
Yeah. Oh, this is that's just her troop got
right. $20,000.
Exactly. That's what she took home?
Ian, what you got?
I have a most popular from the Columbus Dispatch. So this guy, David Bingham, wanted to be buried next to his mother. So he bought a plot. He hadn't been to visit her for a few years, went to visit her. And it turns out someone was actually already buried in the plot he bought for himself. Another David Bingham had been buried there in 2006. There was some mix-up at the cemetery. And the cemetery says it's an error. Offered to move his mother, offered to move the other Bingham, and offered to have the correct David Bingham's ashes buried in between the two bodies, which I think is probably the weirdest option.
Yeah, that's terrible.
The real David Bingham rejected all of those options.
Yeah.
Well,
so
he's got to pick one of those, right? Otherwise, he's not going to be buried next to his mother.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably what he's going to end up doing.
I don't know. Right. Bunk beds? You put your chocolate in my peanut butter possibilities? I do not know.
This is going into dangerous territory.
Rachel, take us back to the brink. Talk about high culture in the arts.
Yeah,
please.
High culture in the arts. I have a story, one of the most popular from the BBC.com. A U.S. orchestra has apparently, I don't know where the regular conductor went, but the Detroit Symphony brought in a robot to conduct their symphony. And I don't know really what the point of that is, frankly. They played.
I think it was just to tell the displaced.
To show people you can do
it's
it.
It's better than outsourcing to India?
Yeah. I was thinking it's to show the displaced Detroit auto workers that it's not just their job that's on the line.
Oh, that's good, too. I knew you guys would have explanations. Yeah. Noah Ovshinsky apparently reported on, the little robot's name is Asimo, and Noah did a report for NPR yesterday. Here's Asimo conducting the impossible.
That's a tough break.
Here's Asimo conducting the impossible dream from the musical Man of La Mancha. Yeah, it doesn't really work on radio, does it? You can't really see the robot conducting.
Well, but you can hear a little bit of the lack of feeling.
Yeah.
I think
I heard
did
the
Noah
thing.
Compared him to a metronome.
To me, the second violin came in a little late there. I blame the robot.
Yeah.
Does not compute. Also, if you give him a paradox, his head will explode. We know
maybe
that
it's that only the robot could actually like that piece of music. Oh, I'm editorializing, but still.
Man of La Mancha, but I am not a man. Does not compute. I know a little bit about robots. Jeannie.
And a lot about the Men of La Mancha.
All right, well,
tilting at windmills, but they do not exist. Does not compute.
All right, I have the most emailed on Boston.com. And this is what happens when the little Girl Scout comes and sells cookies to the local office. Your office is making you fat. When it comes to empty calories and carbohydrates, offices are culinary occasions of sin.
Totally.
Not to mention virtually vegetable-free zones, where all too many workers yield to the readily available temptations of chips and candy.
Readily available? I have to go all the way downstairs.
No, we had chips and salsa yesterday on the table.
According to a survey conducted by Peapod, which is an internet grocery and delivery service, they conducted a Bites survey. Guess what they suggest?
What?
Employers should
buy a new office
platter. Be quiet. Let Jeannie finish.
You know, there is a punchline, but you're going to step all over it. I mean, Peapod suggests employers stock the canteen with not Girl Scout cookies, tofu, and rain-washed nut meats.
I like how you said tofu.
Rain-washed nut beets? I know what those words.
Nut meats.
Nut meats?
Oh, let's just go get a bagel.
It's just the stuff inside the nutshell.
Can you just imagine the boss handing out your tofu?
And rainbows and unicorns. Pass the chips. Trisha, what do you have?
I have a Google mystery.
Okay.
Because I'm your Google Trends girl. Got on the line this morning, and number 3 on Google Trends was a word I cannot pronounce. I'm going to try. It's like something like zgbfwr.
Good.
It's ZXBFWWR. So, you know me. I went down the Google rabbit hole, could not figure out what this is. Related searches were 2007 Cricket World Cup, Diamond Phone. None of it seems to make sense. 99% of the searches are in Bryan, Texas.
There's a story there.
Say the letters again and let's outsource it.
ZXBFWWR.
So ZXBFWWR.
Yeah, and I asked you guys to come up with some theories, so I know Mark has one.
It's not a strong theory. There's not a whole lot of evidence, but I did a Google map in Bryan, Texas, as you said, where most of like what 99% of the searches are, is right next to College Station, Texas, which is the home of Texas A&M, the Aggies, and they've got a big engineering program there. So I would wonder if I were like a computer science engineer student and wanting to play a joke or an experiment or just kind of figure out how it works, if you were to get a bunch of your friends and start emailing and forwarding and put some complete nonsense word and send it to the top of Google Trends, maybe that would be it. That's the only thing I can think why they would all be in Bryan and why it would be something that none of us has figured
that's
out what
a pretty
it
good
is.
Educated
although
guess.
XBF stands for Extensible Binary Format, which is computer language. Maybe that has something to do.
Maybe it's an assignment from the survey course they all have to take in their freshman computing.
Well, I can
tell
you.
They've done
well. We don't have a lot of time for this, but I can tell you, somebody has now bought the domain at zxbfwwr.org, so I clicked on that, and I don't know if this predates or postdates its appearance on Google Trends, but it's kind of saying, you'll understand soon enough what this word means. This is only the beginning, et cetera, et cetera.
So, I hope this isn't a new J.J. Abrams movie. I'm going to be so disappointed.
That's all cool stuff. Go to our website to get the acronym if you didn't jot it down, and we're outsourcing it to you if you can figure out what it means, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important.